Listen to this one. Don't you love researchers? Even when they decide there's something to this spiritual stuff, they have to say, but the something to the spiritual stuff is material stuff. Let me illustrate. Research from the University of Iowa demonstrates that church attendance keeps people alive. All right. The Iowa study tracked 550 adults over 65 for 12 years. And they found that those who attended church weekly were more than three times more likely to have survived through that 12 years than those who didn't. Now you want to know the explanation. See, I look at something like this and I say, all right, what is it about people who go to church? Is it the way they live their lives? Is it the way they follow the Lord's way? If the Lord's right about how we should live, obviously, then we're going to last longer. Because you do it His way, you do it closer to the way that reality and truth is, you live longer. Well, that's kind of not what the researchers concluded, all right? Here's what they said. Churchgoers apparently have lower levels of the protein interleukin associated with depressed immune systems. So you see, you got less of that protein, your immune system's better. You got more of that protein, it suppresses your immune system, you get sick. Now, the study leader, Susan Lutgendorf, that's what it is, Lutgendorf, quote, there's something beneficial involved in the act of religious attendance. All right, I'm with her up to that point. If she'd have just stopped there, I'd have said, good girl. But no, she draws her conclusions. Here are the two options that are beneficial involved in the act of religious attendance. Are you ready? I can't. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't. Whether it's group interaction or just the exercise to get out of the house. There you have it. So, you go to church, you live longer because of A, sociological group interaction, or B, walking from your car up the church steps into your pew. And I suppose if you're a Catholic, the interaction of sitting up and down and kneeling and up and standing and sitting and walking to communion. There you go. So, Susan Lutgendorf, the study leader, says, you want to live longer, go to church, because you're going to have less interleukin, and you're going to talk to people, and you're going to get to walk. So, when we used to do research articles, there was a section in the article called the discussion section, right? The discussion section essentially was your interpretation of the results. What happened here? Why did it happen? What's it mean? That's the meat. That's the meat of the article, the book. Okay, anybody who writes a dissertation, you know, you have to have a discussion section which interprets your results section. Now, their results were that people live longer. Three times as likely to live longer if you're religious, go to church. Their discussion section, I guess, had nothing to do with the fact that maybe there could be a God. Maybe this church attendance was reflective at some level of how you lived your life morally. Maybe living your life morally keeps you safer and keeps you better and keeps you happier and keeps you more content and keeps you weller. But no, that's not a hypothesis that would even be discussed. Well, I would throw in a few other ones then. If it's to get exercise, I think, well, maybe what about the fact that maybe driving to church afterwards they went and had breakfast? You know, and everybody will tell you, if you have breakfast, you're going to live longer, because breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So you go to church, especially those ones who go to early service, you can have breakfast. There's a factor, huh? Church, associated with breakfast, associated with better levels of sugar throughout the day. There's one. What might be another one? Okay, all right. Now, they've done studies that have said that financially, if you have less worries, you live longer. All right. Well, hey, You go to church, you make business connections, right? There are people there, you can, you know, sell your product, get to know in a broader social circle, join a Bible study maybe, get to know some people, and then you can sell Amway. More money, less stress, live longer. Huh? Why didn't they throw that one in there? Shoot, I got a million of them. What about the fact that a lot of places have little cry rooms or little babysitting rooms for the preschoolers? Well, you go to church. Well, these are grandparents. Well, hey, 8% of grandparents are now taking care of their kids in the United States, their kids' kids. So maybe they get their stress reduced because when they go to church, they can leave their kids, their grandkids, with somebody else for an hour and a half. Lower stress, less interleukin, less cortisol, don't have to take Cortislim. Hey, I'm telling you, there are all kinds of benefits to go to church, man. And you got to know this stuff. So there you have it. I sure am glad we got those researchers to interpret this for us. Jeez. Hey, here's the thought. Maybe they should have said you need to go to church 3 to 4 times a week to get exercise. And, oh, you can't go one time to exercise. That's not enough. Those daily, you know what? That makes sense. A lot of people listening to this program probably go to daily mass, you know, at least once, two, three times a week. That's why you're doing so well. All the research says you got to exercise at least 3 to 4 times a week. You're getting out, going to mass, you're walking. There you have it. Hey, thank heaven for secular researchers, huh? Oh, I mean, can't say thank heaven. I'd have to say, who do you thank? Thank government for secular researchers. I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi. The program, the doctor is in.